This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh boy. This place, I got to tell you, it's like it's a soap opera around
here.
It has
its own little stories with everybody, doesn't it?
It really does. Our intern, Becky. I'm sorry, Brittany.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Just told us her weekend story of a buyer's remorse.
Yes. We've all had it.
Yes, we have. Oh, God. I know I have.
Yeah.
I bought a $4,000 vacuum once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Somebody knocked on my door before I knew it. Me and now my ex-wife had spent $4,500. And this is in 1989.
It was a really nice vacuum, though.
$4,500 on a Kirby vacuum cleaner. We paid on that thing for 15 years. It was like a mortgage. Stinking vacuum.
Do you still have it?
No. And now, I mean, it was just a vacuum. It was nothing like what they make now. You can get a Dyson and, you know, you get all these steamers. You get all kinds of stuff now.
Gee.
All right. Our intern, Becky, I'm sorry, Brittany, bought a car over the weekend. And is she in there? Can we get her on microphone?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so dumb.
You're so dumb?
You're not dumb.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what happened? You walked in, and it was shiny?
It was everything I wanted. It was newer.
First, let's say this. Jamie's first question to you when you walked in was, why do you always take an Uber to work?
I did. I say, why did you?
That's how it started, yeah. Right? And you came back with, I bought a car.
And we were so excited for you.
Yeah.
And then I broke your hearts.
Yes.
Well, it just turned ugly.
Yeah. All right. So you think, I need a car instead of Ubering everywhere, correct?
Yeah. Saved up a bunch of money, did the thing.
Perfect. And so it was so shiny.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how much money did you save up?
Not much.
Well, I mean, a down payment, right?
Yeah, it was about 20% of the car.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. And so there it is, and it's just, it's looking at you. It's calling your name.
Mm-hmm.
And just, so you bought it.
I bought it.
And you financed it at what percentage?
Oh, God, 20.
20%? Interest? Oh, my God.
I don't have parents, guys. I don't have parents.
Yeah.
You should have called me.
I would have done it for 19.
Number. I'll be your dad.
I would have done it for 19.
Yes. Jamie and I would have bought it for 19%.
Yeah.
You just give the car payment to us.
Right. Okay? Oh, my God.
All right. So you go in and you go to a car lot. You find this cute little car, you call it.
Yeah, you
can. And how many miles does it have on it?
118,000.
Oh, my God. Just get worse.
Nowadays, that's not too much.
Yes, it is. 118,000 miles and 20% financing? Well, geez, Sean. All right, so you go in.
Gotta stop laughing.
It's the cutest car, right?
Right.
All right, so you've got the car now. At what point did it hit you that might not have been such a great deal?
Probably as soon as my hangover started wearing off.
Right? Then you were like, oh, I probably shouldn't have bought this car.
Oh, yeah. I was in pain. I was like, I got to get to work. Like, I just want to get a car and get off the lot. And I pushed it. And I should have been like, I'm just going to go to work. I'll come back. Nah, man. I just went for it. I just flew through everything.
Oh, boy.
I know. I just want to warn everybody. If you want to buy a
don't say any names. Don't say any
take
names.
Take time.
Okay. Don't say any names.
Oh, no. I'm not like that.
So now her plan is to go back today.
No, stop.
You got buyer's remorse.
Right.
You're going to go back today, and you're going to contest the purchase.
Yeah.
Because you just weren't in your right mind.
No, wasn't in my right mind. And if I can't afford the payments, it's not good business to try to sell it to me, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like Ted's car lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where she bought it, Ted's car lot.
Carl's
I'm just
cars.
Drop the keys and run.
So I don't know what the law is, But I think you're somewhat protected here. I do think that you get to go back, and I think that the law says that you can take it back.
That's only the lemon law.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lemon. Trust me.
At 20% interest and already 118,000 miles on this
somebody
car.
Somebody says you have 3 days to cancel any contract
right.
in Colorado.
See, I bought a vehicle not that long ago, a couple of years ago, actually. And I was told by the dealer, if you don't like it within, I think it was 36 hours or 72 hours, you can bring it back, no questions asked.
Really?
I think you can. I really do. I think you can get off the hook
here. What are your payments per month? What are your payments?
Oh, Jamie, you don't want to know.
I do.
It's lots and lots.
How much approximately?
Like $189 every 2 weeks.
$400 a month, almost.
Can you believe I just sat there and ate it up? Jamie, I'm like dying right
I
now.
I know you're
it's
hurting.
It's $400 a month, and Jamie, it has 118,000 miles on it. Jamie, you could get in a new car.
I know.
With bumper to bumper.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. And they did it so cute how they do that, 189, only every 2 weeks. But in your head, it's a month, right? Oh.
Yeah, it's a month. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
You thought right, 189 so, a month. That's what she thought.
So $189 every 2 weeks. Oh. Now, how much are you getting paid here?
You know, pretty good for an intern, you know.
Yeah,
$0 an hour.
Okay.
I'm doing the math. Okay. I'm doing the math. You can afford this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Oh, so when did you buy it, Saturday or Sunday?
I bought it on Saturday, but they're not open Sunday.
All right, so you need to hurry up.
Do we need to?
I think we need to get her there now.
Right. Well, maybe what we should do is maybe this morning we should solicit for a lawyer to meet you there, like it's your personal attorney.
Right.
And that person go in and say, look.
Yeah. Look, she can't afford this.
You got to take this car back. Exactly. You got to rip up this deal. And that way we got a little leverage. You know what I'm saying?
Just yeah, maybe somebody will do that.
Maybe we can find a lawyer that'll
What's
go up there with you.
What's your lawyer friend? What's his name?
Oh, gosh, you got to look it up.
Bowman.
Jerry Bowman. Maybe we get Jerry to run over there. Yeah, see, a lawyer will scare him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're not going to scare him.
No.
You're too nice.
Exactly.
And that voice of yours, it's like, will you please rip up this deal?
It's never going to work. No.
They're going to say, get the hell out of here.
We need Jerry Bowman.
I wonder what he's doing today.
Hopefully he's not in court today.
Got to find Jerry and see if he'll meet you over there. And that way, a lawyer walks in and says, look, here, my client was out of her head.
Yeah. She wasn't right. And Sean, did you read it? Did you find anything? What does it say?
Well, I did find something here on the Stop Fraud Colorado website that says, contrary to popular belief, there is no 3-day right to cancel on a car purchase. But the dealer can make accommodations if they choose to. They can let a person out, but they're not required to by law.
Oh, so there's no...
But just because there's no 3-day right to cancel a car purchase,
that's been a Snopes thing in Colorado?
A misconception.
Right, well, wow.
Let's do this. Later this morning, let's track down Jerry.
Okay.
And let's ask him what the law is.
Okay.
Okay?
All
so
right.
We can try
I
to help
we should call
out.
Ted's car dealership.
Yeah, we should probably call Ted.
No.
Tell him, like, Ted, you need to straighten this out.
Yeah, she could not afford this car. That was not right.
Mm-mm.
Took advantage of a young gal.
Yes,
right?
He did, Ted.
Hung over.
Terrible Ted.
Hashtag me too.
All right, we're going to try to help you out.
We'll figure this out.
That look on your face, though, I think that you're thinking that we're going to make matters worse.
No, I just felt bad. If there's any place called Ted's Auto Sales, it's not what we're talking about.
I think they know that.
Awesome.
That's so sweet that she cares about
Ted. You're worried
Ted.
About Ted.
That's so sweet.
Your ass is on the line for this vehicle, and you're worried about Ted.
God love her.
Yeah, what a heart.
There are good people in this world.
You got a big heart, unlike us.
Exactly.
Right? All right, Brittany, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
What a
terrible Monday. Yeah. Jeez.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.